No one ever said you had to give up style to be a green diva. Or dude, check out this Green Diva's EcoStyle segment for all the latest trends in sustainable, ethical, gorgeous EcoStyle. Very happy to finally have back after it's been a long time since we've chatted, Rachel, but we've got Rachel Sarnoff, who's the founder of MommyGreenest.com, and I always want to say Mommy Dearest, very clever. And that's Rachel Lincoln Sarnoff, I apologize.
She's
the former executive director of Healthy Child, so she's been busy. Now,
nice to talk with you again.
Yeah. Now, one of the things you've been busy with is you did another shop drop challenge, and I want you to explain to us what that is and how it went this year.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we're talking about it now because, you know, I do this. This is the second year, and I plan to do it every year in January. And so, you know, obviously it's not January anymore.
Yeah.
But, you know, this is a challenge that you can take on your own any time of the year. And it's a great way, you know, not only to kind of plug into some environmental, you know, good, but also to save yourself a lot of money and time. That was key. You know, last year I started the challenge. I started looking at the numbers in terms of what women spend and then what we put in the landfill every month. And basically, we on average spend about $60 a month on clothes. This is a national average, so it's going to be higher or lower in places.
Right.
$60 a month on clothes. And then we throw away 6 pounds of textile waste every month. So if you look at the amount of women in this country, so there's 160 million women in this country. And if you do those numbers, you quickly get to about just under $10 billion that we spend every month on clothes.
Wow.
And $1 billion of textile waste. So,
and
know,
textiles are like one of the worst environmental offenders, you know, the production of textiles, right?
Right, right. So, you know, last year when I started the challenge, basically it was A, to help people kind of, you know, check in just for 30 days on their spending and their consumption and try to kind of, you know, be aware of that. But also it was trying to encourage women to thrift or swap do online consignments. Like there's great, this year we brought in ThreadUp.com as a partner. And they supported the Shop Drop Challenge with a, you know, pre-loved handbag giveaway. You know, so there's so many ways to get your fashion fix, as we talk about it at MommyGreenest.com. Get your fashion fix.
Yeah.
But, you know, still have it be environmentally conscious. And so it's kind of an awareness builder. And yeah, you know, when I started looking at the numbers for this year, you know, I looked also into fast fashion and just found, you know, some really astounding statistics. 95% of textiles that we throw away are recyclable. Fashion is the second largest polluter of water after agriculture, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
And 1.7 billion pieces of clothing go unused in closets. Basically, they're just sitting there. So that's where kind of the swapping and thrifting concept comes back in, because you've got this stuff sitting in your closet. You might as well make it work for you, right?
I love that. And I do that. My children and I are, you know, my daughters are a little bit older now, so that's one of our favorite things to do is go to consignment and... you know, they're mostly the same size, so they do swap clothes all the time just amongst themselves.
Yeah.
But it's fun when you do have a group of friends and you can, I know friends that have organized swaps.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, have you ever gone to one of those?
I have not, and I have always wanted to, so maybe I have to get busy and organize one.
Yeah, they're really fun. They're really, really fun. You know, one of the reasons... you know, I'm a partner on a swap store here in Santa Monica. And one of the reasons I got into that was through swapping, private swapping. And so you know, when you organize those swaps, it's so fun because you have a bottle of wine and you guys have
it's like a party.
Food and, you know, you're like, oh, those jeans look great on you. You know, here, take them. And then the person's like, oh, take this purse. And, you know, it becomes really fun. But, you know, there's also a little bit of an obligation when you're swapping with your friends, you know, which is where a company like ThredUp comes in, where you can kind of take that process online and, you know, make it really easy. And,
yeah.
And so I was so honored to have them be a part of the Shop Drop Challenge this year. That was like when they said they wanted to participate, I was like, oh, this is so amazing.
Yeah, that's very cool. ThredUp is a neat organization. I think we, Alicia Reiner is one of their, you know, she does some work with them, the actress from...
Yeah, she's a friend of mine. Yeah, she's a big swapper. In fact, she's a member of our store here in Santa Monica.
Even of course, isn't she like 7 foot tall and, you know...
Yeah, she's really tall. Whenever I'm with her, I have to wear really, really high heels.
Yeah, see, like I would have...
Otherwise, it looks like for a child.
She's like a foot taller than me, so she and I would have challenges swapping, but, you know, you never know. There might be a sweater or something.
Yeah, you never know. And you know what's really fun about swapping, you know, person to person is, you know, just styling people too, encouraging people.
Yes,
you know, like,
right.
You know, try that on. That'll look great on you. You know, people, I think, right. get into a little bit of a style rut. And,
yes.
And if you were to, you know, when you go to a swap, you usually come away with a bag of clothes. If you were going to go shopping for that amount of clothing, you know, it would cost you a lot of money. And, you know, then I don't know about you, but I can't walk into a mall without thinking about, you know,
yeah.
you know, third world countries and production and, you know, just all of the negative stuff that goes into making those pretty garments.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have to say, I'm proud. I proudly don't go to malls very often.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either. I do happen to have a 13-year-old daughter, though.
Well, yeah. So, right. It's not like, yeah, who's perfect? You know what I mean? Like, you got it.
Yeah. And she comes with me to consignment and thrift store. She, you know, especially for teenagers, I think they really see the value in the money-saving aspect of it.
Yeah, so absolutely.
I can convince her that way.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing to help raise awareness, because I don't think everybody really fully understands the impact that the textile and clothing industry and manufacturing has on the environment and how much fun it can be to do all these alternative things. So keep up the good work. Next year, let's talk
Thank
in
you.
Advance, and we'll try to participate and help promote it. And I'm going to do a swap. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. And, you know, if you want to do the Swap Drop Challenge yourself, for 30 days, you know, just head over to mommygreenest.com/shop-drop-2015.
Okay.
And leave a comment. I mean, that's how people were pledging. Basically, I just asked people to leave a comment and say that they were going to pledge. And we had about 100 people do it this year, which was great. I mean, you know, it's not a huge amount of people, but that's 600 pounds of textile waste and $6,000.
Actually, I think it's wonderful, and I think it's really just the beginning. So we'll check in for sure, and I will go to mommygreenest.com and make a pledge.
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to it.
Thanks, Rachel. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Want to have sexy green diva style too? And learn more about low-stress ways to live a deeper shade of green? Visit thegreendivas.com. That's THEGreenDivas.com.